Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing this morning? Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for joy. We thank you for salvation. And we thank you for the fact that we have songs to sing here this morning. So, Father, now as we're going to open up our mouths, we're going to praise you. We just thank you for meeting us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of us shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. That bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Amen. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Of the Lord.
Hallelujah. You'll find that in Psalm 89.
Lord, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. And He has become my salvation. And He has become my salvation.
Amen.
Silver, purify my heart. Let it be as gold, pure gold, refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart. From my sin, deep within, refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
Amen.
Someone in prayer, someone is praying. it seemed you're all alone, and your heart would break in two. Remember, someone is praying for you. How the clouds round you gather in the midst of a storm. Is your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still, is already on the way. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you.
Amen. Isn't that a beautiful song?
Yes.
To know that God is sovereign here on this earth, and that that song is absolutely true. The Holy Spirit works and ministers through people.
Amen.
shown to me, and for your loving care, and that you're always there, Lord, I raise my hands to you. Closer to you, Lord. I'm climbing higher to shine my light into this land. Your love is shining through as I am seeking you, living my life for you. Raising my hands to you. Life of praise to you. I am so thankful for the faithfulness you've shown to me, and for your loving care, and that you're always there. Lord, I raise my hands to you.
Hallelujah.
Indeed.
It be
sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love
Let us be still for a moment and meditate in the Lord. See if the Lord has a word for us. Thank you.
What is freedom and liberty? And is the Lord going to say to every one of you, as he said in Matthew and also in Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. For God has anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor and to set at liberty all the captives, open the doors of prisons. You know that whole scripture. The thing is that the Lord wants to say that liberty and freedom is not what we feel is a place that we come into. It's a place of liberty that he set us into, his kingdom of liberty. Mm-hmm. And he said there is not just like a good feeling of a thirsty man that has a drink of water, or a man that is out of bread and get this bread that is so needed for his life. But it is a place. It is a place in him. It is a life in him. And it's a liberty in spirit, soul, and body that he came to set us free. But he came to set us free from all that is not of him. Because in him is life and liberty and freedom. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now that the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to have it your way. Not our way, but your way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With our hands lifted up and our mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We want to serve the Lord with gladness and come into his presence with singing. And we want to enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Let us give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, He is a King. He is a Lord and Master. He is the healer of our bodies and the Savior of our souls. He is the Holy Ghost baptizer everybody ought to know. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and the faithfulness every night. Oh, for your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Yes, we love you, Lord, we love you. And we appreciate you. And thank you for having it your way today. Oh, let the Holy Spirit move in the midst of us in such a mighty way. Let it move as it moved in the day of the Pentecost. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, let it be unity and love in this body of believers, we pray. Let us be all in one accord. Let us be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Hallelujah. Oh, and the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that the whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For faithful is he that calleth us, who also will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. And when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly came from heaven a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the place where they were sitting. Hallelujah. And suddenly appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. Hallelujah. And they all spoke with other tongues, as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Hallelujah. O Lord, it happened 2,000 years ago. It can happen today. For Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He did not change. He is the same. And Lord, we want though to receive it. Oh, we want to be open to the power of God of moving in the midst of us in such a mighty way. And we want to thank you and praise you for being with us today. And thank you, Lord, for touching us in such a mighty way. I pray, O Lord, that you touch the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Give him the anointing, the freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power. And we want to thank you for victory today. We thank you for many breakthroughs today. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing the finances of the church. Hallelujah. You are the provider. And you are going to be the provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, that you bless this offering that we're about to receive. Oh Lord, let it be a great offering. Oh, hallelujah, let us give us unto the Lord, we pray, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for blessing upon every giver today. Hallelujah, and your name be glorified with our giving as well. Oh, hallelujah, and Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord, you may be seated. It's time for our prayer time. And it's going to be a little bit different today than what we normally do. And you never know what's going to happen here in this church. So, here's what happened. 1 week ago, we had prayer time here, right? Remember that? And there was a person that was healed that was not here. But the person is here today. So instead of me reading a praise report and saying, well, so-and-so got healed, I'm going to ask so-and-so to come up here and say, I'm so-and-so and I got healed. Would you step up right now?
Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord that last Sunday I was sick in bed. I've been sick for 3 weeks with bronchitis. And I was laying in bed, I was tired, and Satan said, don't get up, just sleep a little longer. And God said, get up. And I went to the computer, and I turned on the screen, and I prayed the songs, and I prayed that God would touch me, and He did. And He healed me. And I just thank the Lord for that. I thank you for your prayers. But I'm here today.
Praise God.
Thank God.
God bless you.
Yes.
Now, Bill, here's what we're going to do. Come on up. Take your bride here. Last week, we welcomed back Bill Chacon here. And his wife was sick. She's here today. So would you stand down there and let the congregation come and receive you also, Janice? Would you come and we play something on the piano? And would you make one line, go one line this way, and just say, welcome, Janice, to our church.
bless you.
Okay. We could have a prayer time right now, and I want to have what have praise report here from Belgium. And I really want to hear this. This is probably one of the most fantastic praise reports we ever had. This is from Gert in Belgium. Just a small mail to give a praise report. We have found a Christian member of the European Union Parliament who is willing to sponsor a breakfast meeting with Dr. Ravi Zacharias from Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. Please keep praying that God's will be done as we finalize the specific details of the event. We've also meant to find a 3 other speaking engagements. We will start the marketing or the advertising in a few days. I am excited that God is going to do something big. I want to share a thought with you. As you may know, Belgium, a monarchy, is currently in the grip of a political freeze, even in the midst of the European economic crisis. The Belgian situation is slightly improving, but still not solved, and God has laid it on my heart to try and get the prime minister or the king. Now, this is Gert. He's looking for the big stuff. The outgoing prime minister was interviewed on a radio last year in June about the books he likes to read. He admitted that he still wanted to read the Bible as it seemed to be an interesting book. When I heard this, while we were driving to church on a Sunday morning, God spoke to my heart, but I did not pay too much attention to it as I did not know what to do. Recently, one of our group members, who helped to secure the university studying, told me that whilst reading through the book of Daniel, God had put the words in his heart, "I will speak to the king," and that he did not know what to make of the message. When I heard this, immediately, I knew that God wanted us to get to the prime minister or the king. And this to me was a confirmation of what God has put on my heart last year. Therefore, I have drafted a letter to the prime minister of Belgium, Mr. Yes, or Yes. Let me remind him of his visit, of his wish last year to know more about the Bible. And I am proposing in a letter to set up a private audience between him or the king with one of the world's leading apologists, experts on the Bible and the Christian faith, that's Zacharias. I will be sending the letter to him in the next week, so I need your prayers that this letter will find its way to the prime minister's heart. We're going to pray today. Meanwhile, we all plagued by colds and coughs, and I still have some severe headaches for the change of season. Thanks for all your prayers, and God bless. This is from Gert. So we're going to pray off the colds and pray in the prime minister and praise God for what he had done. That's a great praise report. This is from Gina in Germany. Today, November 8th, this is what she wrote that. Today, November 8th, is my birthday, and I've been 50 years on this planet. I will be very glad if you would pray for me next Sunday in church, like you always do for church members when they celebrate their birthdays, although I cannot be there in person. She's a cyber member. So, Gina, again from the church, happy birthday. You got 50 years in. You're not even halfway through yet. So keep on trucking. We want to praise the Lord for the great Thanksgiving dinner we had yesterday in our church. We need to continue to pray for Tim Chola for employment as he is searching hard to find a job in the Sacramento area. So we're going to pray for him. The oil market was targeted last week by the world government as it used its power of investment speculators to drive up the price of oil more than $4.73 per barrel, and oil ended up at $98.99. They moved it up almost $30 in a month. There was no crisis in the world. Libyan oil production continued to expand every week. This is a typical world government manipulation to extract more money for the people, at the same time increase starvation in poor nations as food prices rise with rising oil prices. We want to thank all the people who are helping up with raising money to pay Social Security taxes for myself and Charles Terrell. Currently, we have now received 15% of the money needed to take care of this very urgent need. Let us continue to pray that God will move upon people who can help out this area. Since we now have 48 days left to collect this money, the deadline is December 31st, 2011. And this here came in from Georgia asking for prayer. I am looking for a minister in Thailand to help. My father is a U.S. veteran who is stranded there because he was not responsible for his visa. He's terminal with liver cancer. My family doing the best we can to get him home to the States, but I don't know if it would happen if he passes. My request, please pray that he gets saved before it's too late. I don't know where he lives, but I'm praying a minister group can go to see him and pray over him and lead him to Christ. Many blessings to you, and thank you for all who do. So this is Melissa from Georgia that sent us in. So prayer warriors, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here, and we thank you that you are listening to these petitions and that you have been doing mighty works here with us. And right now, we want to thank you in advance for the money that's going to come for the taxes for the pastors, John and Charles. We know that this is your church and that you run it very well. And even though the timing doesn't seem like what we would like, we know your timing will be right. And we have requested this, and now we thank you that this money is coming in Jesus' name.
Father God, first of all, I want to lift up the whole Timmerman family, Lord, that they would be in health and that you would restore them immediately to full health. They should not be inhibited by any change in the season whatsoever. They should just enjoy the change and be free from all viruses. So we thank you, Father God, for clearing them up, getting them back on their feet 100%. And we come against those headaches that Gert has in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for that to be annihilated. No more headaches for any reason whatsoever. So we thank you for total great feeling in his body, and we thank you for pressure from work to subside, and that also everything that he does on the job will come easy to him. Then we want to lift up the prime minister situation and the king. I'm not even used to saying king, except for King Jesus, but we lift up that situation that these guys will be able to have an audience with these two people, and that they will be able to give the gospel to them, and it will go down the way just as you have it already pre-planned. There will be no bumps in the road, Lord, just like you put the Apostle Paul to appear before many magistrates and then before Caesar. So we thank you, Father God, that you're going to open the door, and there's going to be a great result from it. In Jesus' name, amen.
So I thank you, God, my Heavenly Father, for Gina. And we wish you again happy birthday, and I wish you all the best in the next year, that you and your family will be well, that you will not have to be subject to any sickness at all. In Jesus' name.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up Melissa and Georgia to you right now, Lord. And Lord God, we know that she's asking of faith, Lord God, for her father. And Lord, he's a veteran, a U.S. veteran, Lord. And so you know, Lord, that he's done what he feels he needed to do, Lord. But he's trapped in Thailand there somewhere. And right now, Lord, we just pray for healing, that you would touch his liver, Lord God, that, Lord, that he would be healed. And Lord, I know that your hand is not too short, Lord, that you cannot reach into Thailand, Lord, and bring him back to his family, Lord. We believe you for that, Lord God, and we look forward to hearing a praise and victory and a miracle in this family, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you're doing in this church, Lord God. Thank you on the healing of people. And Lord, we come to you, Lord God. We know that you're in charge of everything. Without you, nothing can be done. So I lift you up today, Lord God. And I pray, Lord, in heaven, that you would deal with the one world government and deal with the governments that are throughout this world that are driving the prices of oil up, that you would turn their actions and what they do upside down on them, Lord God, and that you would change the outcome of the oil prices and drive them down, drive them way down, Lord God, to show people in this nation and throughout the world that you are in charge. Amen. And not the world government.
Yes.
So we rebuke that. We announce the practices of it. We break the curses of it. Amen. And we cast those demons to prison with God's holy angels to bind them and chain them in prison to not bother us in this world. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me to pray for Tim Chola. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God of miracles.
Amen.
You are the God that never fails. You are the God that can bring a breakthrough here. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that Tim will pass the test.
Hallelujah.
He will pass the test, and he will come out of this with flying colors. And we thank you that the Lord our God is in control. He is the provider. He is the one that has all the connections. He is the one that makes a way where there seems to be no way. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, for bringing that job to Tim. That unique, the ideal job that you have in store for him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, who you are Jehovah Jireh. You are his provider, and you are the provider of this church. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory here, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, before I pray for the prayer I was asked to pray, I want to pray for Tim Chola also. And we want to pray that if he has a bad back, that his back get healed. And that another person's back get healed. And our business is going to escalate. You've moved on us to do what our dream has been, what our prayer has been, what our vision has been for Soterios Food Products. And we want that man to work for us, so you heal him. We know you can, and I believe you will. So we just thank you, Father God, for everything you're doing in this church. And Father, we thank you. Yesterday, that was the most wonderful dinner we've had, and plus Soterios' birthday party. But it was just beautiful. Everything was just excellent. The food was great. We had food left over, but there was a lot of food here. And the people were happy. The children sang and spoke a poem. It was just wonderful. And Michelle sang a song for us from the heart. I cried like a baby. We thank you for the anointing of everyone that was here, everything that happened in the hearts from the music, the testimonies, and the testimonies were beautiful. And we just thank you and for the fellowship, Father God, for being so sweet. And the songs were really uplifting. And we thank you for blessing us during the year. And we know you're going to bless us next year. And we just thank you and praise you for everything, Father God. You're wonderful. You're powerful. You're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. And Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we thank you for everything you're doing in this place. And we look forward to more. And we want the strength and the power and the excellency of you. We want to walk like Jesus every day, every minute of every day. Amen.
Father God, we want to thank you for the organ we're going to be getting,
Amen.
Heavenly Father. And the keyboard is going to be used for greater things for the music team, Heavenly Father. We just ask today that you protect us as we're moving it, Father God. Amen. Don't let any... I pray your holy angels around the instrument and around us, the people that are moving it, Father God. That your holy angels would be there, that you protect... You protect us, strengthen our backs, keep us safe, Father God, from any hurt, harm, or danger. In Jesus' name I pray, Father God. And I pray that you just send your holy angels to clear the paths, to minister to us,
yes,
and to
Lord.
Keep us safe, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we thank you for it. Amen.
As I sought the Lord to ask him what I should pray for today, he told me to pray for the children. So I lift up, Father God, all of the children in this ministry, the children in this church here, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, and those in cyberspace and all the families connected to us, Lord God. And I also reach out in my prayer to all the children of the world that they will be evangelized, that they will hear about Jesus, that there will be, that the nations will be impacted with the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father God, I pray for our little children here. I pray for their families and their parents and those who are teaching them. And Father, I ask that you empower them to transmit to the children the importance of loving Jesus, the importance of walking with him all of their lives. And Father, let us, none of us, ever be guilty of deterring any one of these little children from Jesus, that we do not harm them in any way, either emotionally or their soul. We don't want to hurt their soul or harm them. Father, help us to know and be wise in our guidance of them and in how we deal with them. Let us not be reactive, but let us be thoughtful and realize that how we treat the children and how we react to their maybe sometimes noisiness or whatever they're doing that may not appeal to an adult, we may react in the wrong way and harm them, Lord. We don't want to harm their personalities or cause them to withdraw from Jesus. So, Father, I pray for the children themselves, that the Holy Spirit will overshadow them and that their guardian angels will ever be present with them and that they will not be harmed in any way, that they will grow up straight as reeds and as Jesus did, knowing the righteous way to walk with God and being close to him. And let us all encourage the little ones in our actions and in our behavior, that we don't set a bad example to them. Thank you, Lord, for protecting them and keeping them and raising them up into godly men and women. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the prayers that have been spoken here, Lord. We believe in faith that they are on the altar in heaven. The smoke is going up. And in due time, they shall be answered. We thank and we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a moment for testimonies. If anyone's got a testimony before we leave, Irene.
Hello, good morning. Last night, I woke up and the Lord reminded me of a little poem that he gave me. It was maybe a couple of years ago, maybe even more. But I just felt like he wanted me to read that to you today. And I wasn't sure if I will, but as the pastor gave us this message, I felt that that was appropriate. So I'm going to just read it. Okay, it says, "Soar with me." That's how I title it. It's kind of a prayer. "That I may soar with you like on eagle's wings by your spirit, Lord, way beyond my dreams." For you have said that you will do far above what I can ask or even think. Yes, Lord, that I may soar with you as on eagle's wings, give me the eyes to see as you desire of me, so I can reach the heights you have prepared for me, to rule and to reign with you and fulfill my destiny. And I kind of, sometimes the Lord just give me little things to write, and it's kind of praying and blessing for me, but sometimes he does make me kind of remember those things. So today I just wanted to share, because this is actually the desire of his power, us word, who believe, to be with him in heavenly places and realize that what he has done and provided for us. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
God is always creating, so he creates that, and then you deliver it, and we get a piece of the action. Okay, Michelle.
I'm thankful to God for giving me a voice to use for him and for his glory. This is my testimony song. And I love that there was a sermon a few weeks ago called Jesus is Coming Back, and that changed my whole line of vision. Whatever you think, whatever you see, that's where your thoughts go. That's how your actions become. So when I look into eternity, I see what happens, the scenario. It's going to happen whether you want it to or not. The scenario of Jesus is coming back again. We need to remember that. And these songs is going to lead me, and may you have the vision. There's a song I'm going to be singing after. This is called The Vision by Orrin Munger. It's quite well known. I do not know the true story, but it will speak to your heart. May we always keep the fire of the vision and have God's eyes so that we can look with eternity in mind, not just this present time. He took me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my heart, always a song of praise. Hallelujah. I have seen the heathen in their darkness. I have heard their cry of grim despair. All my heart is burning with a passion to bring them to the light. Fill me with
star of vision, then my passion near depart. All my life I've longed to catch a vision that would lead me to the Christ of love, and I found it in the dying millions, reaching for the message from above. Take me, Master, bring me, use me. I am leaning on thy breast. All ambitions fast are dying from their pain. Now give me fast or dumb.
I just love it when she sings in the spirit. It's beautiful. The first thing I want to say is my husband received a bath towel on his birthday, and he doesn't know who gave it to him. So if somebody can come and whisper to him, he can send a thank you card. And on Thanksgiving Day, I'm headed for Bakersfield to be with my oldest son that had a stroke, and he's doing well. And so I'm thinking that I'm being thankful that somebody's going to invite my husband over to dinner on Thanksgiving Day. Be quiet. The Lord said I could say that. And yesterday I forgot to thank God for my healing. And today I have this thing the size of a nickel on my left foot that's really, really hurting when it gets hard. And this morning I got up to put my stockings on and the thing was just clinging by a thread. So I clipped it off and he's healed that. It keeps coming back and it's for his glory, whatever he's doing. I believe it's for his glory. So anyway, I've had for about a year and 6 months, I've had bladder problems and I got up 3 times last night, not 20. For about a year, I got up 20 times a night, didn't get sleep, nothing. He's healed it. He's healing it all the way. And I'm so thankful to God. I give him the glory for everything. Anybody can be healed. Just ask him.
Well, this I just had to share with you. Yesterday, when I came to the Thanksgiving dinner, I was carrying a bunch of stuff. I had a lot of help when I got here to get it up here. And so I thought, you know, everything was just fine. We just had a lovely time. And when I got home, I walked up to my door, and I was going to put the key in and unlock the door. Uh-oh, the door's open. And it was like just almost shut, but not quite. And I could see the strip of light, you know, from the one lamp I left on. And so I didn't feel any fear. I had this happen to me once before, and the Lord had told me someone was robbing me and to hurry home. And I got there, and he was in the house still. Well, this wasn't like that. I just looked at it, and I walked in, and it was so peaceful. It just, the whole atmosphere in my apartment was so peaceful and so beautiful, and the air was so fresh. It had been airing out all that whole day, all Saturday. And I walked in, nothing looked disturbed in any way. I thought, oh, I hope nobody came in and looked around because I didn't have time to clean everything up. Anyway, I looked in every corner, and just not for my benefit, because I knew God took care of it. He had protected my apartment. That door was open all day, all afternoon and evening, and people coming and going, and nobody bothered it at all. It was just untouched. Just the way I left it. So I don't suggest that you take advantage of that or presume on God, though, so that you leave your door open, unlocked or unprotected, or your car door open or anything. I don't suggest that, because that would be presuming on God. But because he knew I forgot to come back and lock it, and he knew that I didn't do it deliberately to test him, because I would never do that to test God. You don't do that. Anyway, so he did protect it, and it was like angels were there guarding my door the whole time.
I had a encounter with a guy at a gas station on my way to Oregon on Thursday afternoon. So I pulled in to get gas, and I was just hanging out there and started talking to the guy, and then he asked me what line of business I was in, and I told him, and he said, well, we're building this VA hospital up here. And then he said he worked for the corporation that's building it, some 80 offices nationwide, and he said, well, we're looking for plastering contractors. So I gave him he gave me his card. I didn't have a card with me. But I know that was a divine appointment. You know, God just does that kind of stuff. And he also informed me that one of my major competitors had went bankrupt in the last couple months. So that to me is it just shows how God is sustaining me, because it is a tough road out there for a lot of companies. And so, anyway, I'm thankful for that. And I know that that's going to blossom. So, like everything else, continues to blossom. Okay, so I'm going to close so we can hit the road. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the testimonies, the music, the sermon, Lord. And we just give you praise for all things. We thank you that you're working worldwide, and that we have a little piece of the action. And we just give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be wider, much wider than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.